How to overcome anxiety during the pandemic with confidence. 10 ways to cope and thrive, including assertiveness tips. Like many of you, I got increasingly anxious when I concentrated most of my day on reading dire news about the pandemic. I immersed myself in everything related to COVID-19. It consumed my day, my thoughts, and my sleep. I started to experience sleep deprivation, which seldom happens. I read the detailed stories of those who died. I imagined the evolution of their symptoms and their solitude of going through it alone. I read the blogs of hospitalized people. Then there was the rush to the empty supermarkets and the economy slowdown. It got very real quickly. As an analytical overanalyzer, I plotted Excel graphs of cases and deaths in my state, analyzed its growth, and made projections, all of which caused panic and anxiety. I finally decided to focus solely on what I could control. I decided to let go of what was outside of my control in the COVID-19 pandemic. I stopped consuming sensationalist news, plotting graphs, refreshing the total counts of cases and deaths by location. I began to take care of what matters, stocking up, staying home, and taking care of myself. Then, ensuring family and friends were safe and equipped. Finally, getting focused on work again. That simple shift in mindset brought a new perspective into my real situation. Here are 10 things that you have control over that can help you confidently overcome anxiety during the pandemic, and an assertive tip to help you implement each one of them. Number one, understand what you need to do and do it. Most of us know what we need to do, but few implement it well. Ensure you include practical social distancing, practicing social distancing, washing your hands regularly, avoiding touching your face, and stocking up on key supplies into your to-do list. Assertive tip: don't assume others know what you want and need. Clarify your work situation with your employer, for example. Do you need to work from home? What tools do you require, and how can you prepare for it? If your employer is not communicating with you, ask for clarification. Number two, take care of your well-being. Check in with yourself and give yourself permission to take care of your needs. Women, especially, are more likely to act selfless, not look out for themselves, and suffer from overwhelm and burnout. Assertive tip: do not fall into the others first trap. You are the only person who knows what you need to be physically and emotionally well. Do not feel guilty of giving yourself the care you need. You deserve. That way you will be in a better position to help others. Schedule time to do things that energize you. Practice gratitude, meditate, walk outside, exercise, and give yourself solo time to decompress. Create morning, lunch, and evening routines, and then stick to them. Your routine is the structure you create in your day that gives you certainty during a very uncertain time. Three, ensure your family is safe. Check if your children, parents, siblings, and in-laws are aware of what they need to do and if they have executed it in their routines. Help them prepare, shop online, and give physiological support. Remember that people differ in how well they handle fast changes. Assertive tip: remember, many people don't feel comfortable expressing their difficulties and feelings. To overcome that resistance, ask many clarifying, open-ended questions such as, how are you feeling? What's challenging for you right now? And remember to not express judgment. Four, support your closer network. Find the people with higher risk in your circle, such as friends, work colleagues, employees, clients, partners, and neighbors. Ensure they know what to do and help them execute if they're having challenges. Check in with them regularly. Assertive tip: expressing concern for others shows you care about them, and it is important to have meaningful relationships. Five, communicate with clarity. Pandemic-related topics are not suitable time to miscommunicate. Over-communicate with the people in your circle to ensure safety as well as continuity of the business. Assertive tip: don't assume people understood what you said just because you said it once. It's okay to repeat a message to ensure understanding. Six, keep yourself updated with what matters. Maintain yourself informed on a regular basis as medical advice, government, and local policies will continue to evolve in a fast-paced as the reach of COVID-19 continues to increase. Stay updated on relevant travel, tax, mortgage, and other policies. Use trustworthy and useful source of information. A sort of tip, don't believe in everyone or every source of information. Inform yourself and have your own perspective of what are the best precautions that you should take. 7, focus on your work or advance personal projects. If you're one of the lucky ones who still has your job and pay, focus on keeping it. As hard it is to focus on your work with all the real distractions that are happening, not having your job will be a lot harder. If you don't need to work, then focus on advancing a personal project. You'll be grateful you focus on meaningful work in a year or two. Assertive tip, learn to say no to conversations and requests that don't align with your goals and priorities. It is okay to focus on yourself even if there are problems around you. 8, minimize spending. Because there's a lot of uncertainty around jobs and the economy, it is wise to minimize spending, keeping it to the essentials. That way, your savings will last you longer and will reduce your financial stress. There may be many promotions or product promotions as businesses struggle to stay afloat. Avoid buying through impulse. A sort of tip. If you have a budget in your company that is affected by the decision of others, make sure you voice your opinion about how much spending and what type of spending you agree or disagree with. Same is true at home with the family budget. 9, contribute to community. If you have extra time available, consider supporting your community using your skills or work. You can do it remotely through the internet and phone calls. A sort of tip, ask others how you can help them. Remember, many people don't feel comfortable asking for help, but will be relieved when others offer support. 10, don't isolate yourself. Use free online tools like Zoom, Skype, and FaceTime to stay in touch with others. We all need to stay connected. Assertive tip, if you want to stay connected, you may have to be the person reaching out to others. Take initiative and you'll find that others will be delighted to connect with you. Here's how you can get over the awkwardness of staying in touch with your network. The book, How Will You Measure Your Life? By Professor Clayton Christensen talks about having a purpose in our lives and focusing on helping others. It is in times of hardship that our true character appears. When my thinking shifted to how I can contribute to the well-being of others, even in my own small way, I found peace, courage, and motivation. Have peace of mind by doing what you can to take care of yourself and those around you. Be supportive and support yourself. This is a time to stay focused, connect, and to improve your communication with others by asking clarifying questions. Summary. Here are 10 things that you have control over that can help you confidently overcome anxiety during the pandemic. Understand what you need to do and do it. Take care of your well-being. Ensure your family is safe. Support your closer network. Communicate with clarity. Keep yourself updated with what matters. Focus on your work and advance personal projects. Minimize spending. Contribute to community. Don't isolate yourself. Don't forget this. It's okay to prioritize yourself and practice self-care. Don't assume others know what you need know what others need. Ask clarifying questions to better understand others. Say no to what doesn't suit you. Reach out to people. Confront the fear of confrontation when it matters. Quote, thinking will not overcome fear, but action will. W. Clement Stone.